I'm happy to report that my recent treadmill test shows I'm doing okay at age 60. However, a recent blood workup shows that my cholesterol remains high. I seem to have inherited the high cholesterol gene. Well, the point here is that we have standard tests to measure physical health. Similarly, in today's gospel parable about the Last Judgment, Jesus the physician presents us with a standard test for measuring our spiritual health, listing six ways we can score our relationship with him. We Catholics typically refer to them as corporal works of mercy. Teenagers, here's what the parable can mean for you. In the spiritual life, Jesus invites you to an up-close and personal relationship with him. Yes, in this sacred space, you meet up with Jesus, who speaks to your heart in the proclamation of the gospel and enters your life when you say amen to the sacrament of this altar. However, your up-close and personal relationship with Jesus doesn't end with communion. When you and I go forth from this church, our mission is to have an ongoing relationship with Jesus. And with today's gospel parable, Jesus reminds us that we have a relationship with him by having a relationship with people whom our society so easily overlooks: the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. With today's gospel parable, Jesus offers us a treadmill test for the spiritual life. It might not be an easy test to score ourselves with, but neither was that treadmill test I recently took at my doctor's office. And yet, I see plenty of evidence that people see Jesus as present in those whom others easily overlook. I invite you to check out the layettes on the table along the wall near our baptismal font. Throughout the year, parishioners have been knitting blankets and other items for newborn babies. Other folks have brought in store-bought items. It will all go to young mothers who otherwise can't afford such items for their newborn babies. I see the layette items as lining up with serving Jesus by clothing the naked and welcoming the stranger. After all, the young mothers and their babies are almost always unknown to those who supply the items. I also think of our parishioners who travel up to Vacaville Prison. Once they arrive there, they pass through layers of security to spend time with the prisoners, sharing their Catholic faith and sharing the compassion they know to be God's compassion. By visiting the prisoners, they are visiting Jesus. And when I moved here to St. Thomas of Canterbury last year, a first impression I had came from our once a month gathering of food. Every third Sunday of the month, folks bring forward bags of groceries and put them in front of the altar. By feeding the hungry, you are feeding Jesus himself. parishioners here regularly visit the sick, the homebound, and the dying, bringing them communion and listening to them patiently and with real interest. By visiting the sick, you are visiting Jesus himself. And as I was writing this homily, I realized I couldn't only offer you my words. So I went to the website for Catholic Relief Services, crs.org, and donated $250 for humanitarian assistance in Iraq. If I can't see the presence of Jesus in 1.8 million people in crisis, including 580,000 people in need of shelter, then I have no business preaching this homily. As a people of faith, we propose to the world that the best definition of God is found in the New Testament's first letter of John. It's only three words long. God is love. We also propose to the world that the best expression and the very first sacrament of God's love is the person of Jesus. That's the gospel we proclaim from this ambo. That's the gospel we live for the rest of the week. As it's been said for many people, you and I will be the only version of the gospel they will come to know. And with today's parable, Jesus clearly sets a high standard for us that's too easy to dismiss. 7 or 8 years ago, some folks in Holland, the Netherlands, put out a Bible that's full of holes. They cut out the passages about the poor and giving money away. They see Western culture as materialistic and as uncomfortable with lifestyles that pay attention to people in need. So, as a spoof, they produce a Bible that's more comfortable for people to read. It's full of holes. It's priced at 2.5 euros, a very low price, but it's available only in Dutch. And yet, we take to heart this challenging parable on today's feast honoring Jesus as Christ the King. Although this title has roots dating back to biblical times, this feast day began only 90 years ago. World War I devastates Europe and other regions of the world, with 39 million soldiers killed, wounded, or missing. 39 million. Pope Pius XI sees what war does to Western civilization and societies. He also sees the rise of fascism, nationalism, absolutism, secularism, atheism, and other isms. So in 1925, Pope Pius XI decides to adopt the solemnity of Christ the King, hoping to remind the world that all human authority falls beneath the authority of Jesus. Today's parable reminds us that the authority of Jesus is not expressed in the destruction of human lives, but in the service of love, particularly to those who are most vulnerable and overlooked. Jesus calls us to a relationship that's up close and personal. Whatever you do for one of the least brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me.